Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, a good evening. Welcome aboard as we roll into a weekend edition here on Sports Weekend here. Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine along the way. Daniel Ogden is on the other side of the glass taking care of matters at hand for us as we head into a big sports weekend. Aren't they all big, right? We say that every week. But yeah, away we go on the weekend presented by Rocket Mortgage and rocketmortgage.com and by Geico and geicoinsurance.com. Again, lots to get to. Tyler Levine, fresh off an outstanding edition of First Touch, weekly soccer show, radio magazine program. Outstanding. He and Mr. Nico Beef Sauce, outstanding. It really was. Very entertaining. Good stuff for the weekend. Saturday, Sunday, EPL. So away we go there. Listen, college football front and center. We're going to kick it off with Mike Griffith, who, you know, listen, I talked to him off air. He said, look, Notre Dame came to play, and Georgia just squandered opportunity after opportunity. And he of course, pens the column Dog Nation, commentates all over the country, has joined us, done an outstanding job, but he'll size up the Final Four as well. And look, I'll state it again. Penn State, you know, wake me up when they win a big game. But, you know, listen, they beat who they needed to beat. It's as simple as that. And right now, the general consensus is we're probably staring down the Ohio State Buckeyes as not only the best team in college football, but the hottest team right now. They're doing everything right. And they, you know, you got to give them credit. You got to give that coaching staff credit. They were absolutely tarnished. They lose to Michigan. You know, this idea that, you know, their season's spoiled if they lose to Michigan, okay, maybe, especially if they're going to even though a major bowl, sometimes the tarnish does not wear off. But listen, if they win the national championship and they're two wins away, the Michigan little footnote will be all of that. It'll be agate type, very small. It'll be a no big deal. And Ryan Day and Chip Kelly will march off into the off season and get more name, image, likeness deals put together. Speaking of that, we will get into, if time allows, we may go a few extra minutes with Griffith. He's got strong opinions on name, image, likeness. There are several cases where agents are charging a 16% commission. The student athletes aren't getting their money. This name, image, likeness, they have got to corral it. They got to regulate it. It is going to be, you think the internet when it came around was the Wild West. Stay tuned for this. Mike Griffith will kick it off. Atlanta Journal-Constitution, National College Football Pundit. He joins Tyler and I coming up.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills. And hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly. All right, talking the world of sports here on Sports Weekend, presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com and by Rocket Mortgage. And obviously the mortgage incentives right now with lower interest rates are available, and they're off to a rousing start here in 2025. Tyler Levine along the way. Tiger, we got our – I mean, Tyler, I called you Tiger, man. I got Tiger.
I like that.
Hey, we have we got our guy, Mike Griffith, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, baby, Dog Nation, and the dogs got put out to the they got put to the put them in the pen, right? They're going to watch the rest of this thing unfold, and let's get Michael in here. Mike, Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine, welcome aboard, pal. How are you?
Hey, shout-out to the producer for that bumper music. The dogs could use some of that rush last night against Notre Dame.
Yeah, no question. All right, we'll start off with just give us the general consensus of this thing. Obviously, all four teams that got a bye are now watching. They'll have a front row seat in their living rooms. You know, I don't want to get into all the flawed stuff, but just your general overview of this right now, including Georgia's ouster at the hands of Notre Dame. Let me hear, Mike, and then Tyler will fire away. Let me hear.
Well, I mean, college football has become a playoff sport now. You know, it used to be about the regular season and only a select few got in, and now it's a playoff sport. And, you know, that's why we're all looking at the Ohio State Buckeyes going, man, this mad version of Ohio State is something else. Maybe Buckeye fans ought to be sending Michigan a thank you card. That'll never happen. But let's face it, they're different. I saw the Buckeyes 2 years ago play Georgia down to the wire. Remember they missed that field goal right at the stroke of midnight? And that was a different version of the Ohio State. And this is a different version. Everything clicking on all cylinders. They look unbeatable. This is a great opportunity for Texas, though. Let me tell you why. Because us folks down in the SEC aren't really accepting Texas yet, but if they can beat mad Ohio State, they will earn their SEC stripes and shed the soft label in one fell swoop.
Yeah, great point. Great point. Tyler, fire away, Bo.
Yeah, I have to agree. I think that, you know, Texas is in a spot here. And, you know, Mike, we spoke about this a couple weeks, and you brought up a really solid point about Arch Manning, you know, and, you know, how he's mobile. And, you know, Ohio State defenses don't exactly do well against mobile quarterbacks. You know, are we going to see Arch Manning get thrown into play here? Ewers has been okay. He hasn't been great. You know, they kind of just narrowly squeaked by Arizona State. And obviously, you know, what everyone's been speaking about is this non-targeting call, which could have completely changed the landscape of that game. So, look, I agree. I think that Texas is solid defensively. They, from, you know, in my opinion at least, and I think that this is probably going to be a shared opinion with you as well, they play a much more difficult schedule throughout the season going through the SEC than Ohio State played going through, you know, the Big Ten. And I think it's a great opportunity. And, you know, just to circle back on this Georgia game last night, look, you know, they're playing with a backup quarterback. And I don't think that can really, you can't put enough emphasis on that. You know, the kid is definitely talented, but it's not, you know, they weren't playing with their starter who had really been, you know, Carson Beck had obviously really turned it around throughout the second half of that season. And then just some silly mistakes. I mean, we all obviously saw the penalty flag on, the flag on the bench player getting in the way of the ref, which is just, I mean, that kid's got to be transferring schools as of this morning. I can only imagine the reaction of everyone, down at Georgia. But, Mike said it best. This is it's a completely different landscape in college football now. It used to be, you know, you have to be pretty perfect throughout the regular season, and then you get to the national championship game, and then you get to this 4-team playoff where, you know, you got one game until you're in the national championship. And now it's, you know, as long as you can be just all right throughout the season, and, you know, lose two games at the most, you know, it gives you an opportunity to go into the playoff and figure your stuff out. We see it in college basketball all the time with teams in March Madness. So it feels very different. But you know, it is what it is, I guess.
Yeah, we almost had a Cinderella. You know, the Sun Devils almost pulled that off, and I think most of America was rooting for them. I mean, that was such a tremendous performance by the Sun Devils, and the worst-to-first team, a team that was picked to finish last in their first year in the Big 12. So we almost had our Cinderella story. Now, were they one of the 12 best teams? I don't know. We're going to look real hard at this seeding, I think, in terms of automatic buys. I think you'll see that change next year. You know, Kirby Smart was asked about the bye teams all losing, and he wasn't going to make an excuse out of that. And he said, you know, two of those four games, the better team won, right? Penn State was better than Boise State, even though Boise had the bye. And Texas is a better team than Arizona State, even though Arizona State had the bye. You know, the thing I add to this playoff format, you know, the best teams don't always win. The teams that play the best win. And I think that's what happened in the Georgia-Notre Dame game. And you got to give Marcus Freeman and Al Golden and Max Bull, that linebackers coach for Notre Dame, those Irish backers were all over the place. They played a really clean, solid game. And, you know, when Georgia gave them that opening, Kirby with a very uncharacteristic move to try to go two-minute offense with about 39 seconds left. I mean, that's one of the most un-Kirby-like moves I've ever seen, and it really backfired on the strip sack and the touchdown, and now all of a sudden it's 13-3, and then the next thing you know, Georgia gives up their first kick return for a touchdown in 6 years. Are you kidding me? And now it's 20-3. You go, what is going on? I mean, Georgia looked like they were controlling the game, but fumble inside the 10-yard line, settling for a field goal. You let a good team stick around, and Notre Dame quarterback got hot. You got to give Riley Leonard a lot of credit. He looked really good last night. 80 yards rushing for the Notre Dame quarterback. So, thought the Irish played well. Their kicker came to life. I mean, this is a guy that was struggling going into the playoffs, made a couple boots against Indiana, had three kicks over 40 yards in the clutch last night. A lot of transfers for Notre Dame making a difference. That defensive end with the strip sack, he's a Duke transfer, just like Riley Leonard. The guy that returned the kickoff for a touchdown, Marshall transfer. The guy that caught the touchdown pass, Clemson transfer, the kicker, South Carolina transfer. So Notre Dame getting it done through the portal, roster management, and really good coaching last night.
Yeah, and they also had that kid from Vandy who had some good action. But you're right about Riley Leonard. Got first downs, design plays, quarterback draws. Den Brock is the real deal offensive coordinator. I want to go to Penn State, Mike. We only got about 5 minutes left with you. You got a bottom of the hour commitment. You know, they've beaten SMU and Boise State, but I still think this is going to be a very difficult matchup for Notre Dame. I really and truly do. As much as Ohio State has come alive, I don't think we can give Penn State enough credit. Solid quarterback, Warren's an outstanding tight end, And Franklin might have the secret sauce for them to beat Notre Dame. Give me a quick hit on the on linebacker U, and that's Penn State, because they can put up points in a hurry. Let me hear.
Yeah, we got a storyline happening here, right? We got Dale Earnhardt winning the Daytona 500 and James Franklin here. I mean, this guy's come off the mat. This is the guy that isn't supposed to win any big games. Now, do we qualify Boise State as a big game? I suppose I do. It was a playoff game, and you know, the Nittany Lions, obviously a very rich tradition. You know, some off-the-field stuff happened in there with that Paterno administration that kind of soiled things. But maybe Penn State getting resurrected a little bit this year, certainly beating Notre Dame and getting to the national championship game would mean everything to Penn State. You know, there's a fan base laying in wait there. Pennsylvania is a big state. You know, they want to get excited about college football again. Beating the Irish is the way to do that.
Yeah, no question.
I'm not a and I completely agree. You know, you made the question of is beating SMU and beating Boise State big games? And, you know, I'm going to say that those are big moments, but for me, this game determines whether they can break that spell. It's this, because a big game versus, you know, a big game versus a good team are two very different things. And while I think that SMU had a solid season and Boise State had a solid season, let's call it what it is. If the seeding was done the way it should have been done, you know, Penn State wouldn't have went up against two clearly inferior teams. And Notre Dame for me is a completely different ball game than SMU and Boise State. And while I will give Franklin all the credit in the world, I'm going to say I will lean towards he won two big games because they were very big moments. You know, first and second round of the, you know, inaugural 12-team playoff. This is by far, for me, probably the biggest game that Penn State has had, at least that I can remember in my lifetime.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, this is college football's Final Four, right? This is the new standard. I mean, making the playoff is one thing. That's like the Sweet 16 in basketball. But this is the Final Four. These are the teams that will be remembered this season. Whether that's fair, good, bad, it's the first year, it's the test tube. We know there's going to be some changes to this format, maybe as early as next year with the automatic bye for conference champions. Don't think we're going to see a change with the committee. You know, but as we sit back right now, did Ward Manuel have it right? I mean, did he have it right? I'm having trouble swallowing that. You know, I haven't covered the SEC in, what, 13 out of the last 18 national champs, and I think they got a 70% college football playoff winning percentage. But the SEC, I think, really kind of buried themselves. I mean, there was a lot of attrition in this league. There was a big grind, some key guys missing from some of these SEC teams with injuries. Ole Miss looked awful good last night. I think they probably could have beat half the playoff field. South Carolina, not so much. Don't judge them on that, though, right? Because these non-playoff games, you know, it's like their own season. You know, you got kids halfway out the door, coaches looking for other jobs. South Carolina's not, no offense, Illinois, no offense. But South Carolina's not excited to play Illinois. Alabama, what do they say? T-Rex doesn't want to be fed. T-Rex wants to hunt. These games don't mean as much to the, you know, Alabama's playing in a typhoon against a watered-down Michigan team that you wouldn't recognize without the winged helmets. But, hey, for the Wolverines, they're trying to gain some late-season momentum and salvage a season, put that Alabama head on the wall, and suddenly people saying Michigan football's back. Well, we'll see. That was a good bowl win for Michigan, but I don't count Bama out because of that. I just say, you know what, Jalen Milroe's leaving. It's a typhoon. Michigan had early momentum. I just can't judge a conference or a team in a non-college football playoff bowl game.
100%.
Mike, we're out of time, but I'm going to ask you one more question. I want to be respectful of your time because you have a bottom-of-the-hour commitment, but I got to ask you, will the December portal month go away and name, image, likeness has got to be reeled in? There's absolute madness going on right now. I know that's a long question, but real quick.
No, I think they're trying to standardize that and bring some order to that. You know, you hear a lot about these street agents that are taking a much larger percentage of the cut than what we see NFL agents. So you want to see some standardization there, maybe clean up the negotiations a little bit, and maybe help some of these kids that say they're not getting paid get paid or cut deals that are enforceable and, you know, prevent things from happening like kids opting out of the season because a contract was not fulfilled or promises were made and later changed. You know, you want to get rid of that. That's not good
for the student athlete or for the program. I do think that the portal window has to change. I think it's dangerous, and I think it's wrong that you have what's essentially free agency during the playoffs. I mean, Lane Kiffin said it best. Can you imagine if there was NFL free agency during the NFL playoffs or the NBA playoffs? But there's a lot of complications here. I mean, at the end of the day, you're still talking about student-athlete semester starts here next Monday, and yet you got kids that might be trying to transfer to other schools. You got kids that have to declare for the NFL draft. You got the early signing class coming in. I mean, it's a madhouse. So if you're Kirby Smart last week, I mean, yeah, you're preparing for Notre Dame, absolutely. You know, but you're the CEO, and you got to be keeping an eye on that roster, and you got to be meeting with kids, you know, coming and going and hosting. And it's just a mess, and I just feel like college football can and should do better for the sport and for the student athletes as well as the fans.
Mike, great job out of you. Happy New Year. We love having you on, man, and we'll hear you throughout the weekend here on Sports Byline. Thank you so much, Mike. Be well. Thank you.
You bet. Shout out to the troops, the real American heroes. Happy New Year.
On American Forces Radio worldwide, globally. There you go. Class act. Tyler, 1 second here. He's right. This portal situation is a disaster. It just is.
I want to talk about that on the backside of this break because I have a lot to add to that as well.
Yeah, name, image, likeness as well. Good job. Daniel Ogden, thanks for the extra time. Mike Griffith, presented by Rocket Mortgage and rocketmortgage.com as we roll along here. Sports weekend here on Sports Byline USA, American Forces. Tune in and iHeartRadio. Don't go away.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van,
van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not. And the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
All right, we are talking the world of sports here on Sports Weekend, presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com, and along with Rocket Mortgage as we roll along here. Our first weekend of 2025, and away we go. Name, image, likeness, the transfer portal, players opting out because, they want to protect their NFL future. I even have a problem with that, Tyler. So there's the big three, and the last one even annoys me. I mean, you're a college kid. Yeah, you run the risk of getting injured. You can get injured crawling out of bed in the morning, for crying out loud. I mean, you can cut your hand taking out the rubbish. It just drives me nuts. It's just, I don't know. But more than that, the portal and this name, image, likeness thing is out of hand. It just is. It's a mess. Let me hear.
Well, we'll start with the bowl games and, players opting out of playing in them. It's just essentially, and I think that this has happened with the formation of the playoff to begin with, it's rendered bowl games pointless. And, that's, I don't think, something that college football as a whole will be happy about, because they mean nothing. All that matters now is making the 12-team playoff. And even that, like, is Ohio State happy that they won the Rose Bowl? Is winning the Rose Bowl the same thing as it was 10 years ago? No. That was like the peak outside of winning a championship for college football, was winning the Rose Bowl 10 years back. And now it means nothing. Like, these players don't care that they won the Rose Bowl. It means nothing to them, because now they're focused on winning the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic. Like, it's all messed up for me. It's weird. But I do empathize with guys sitting out in these bowl games, because, like, they don't mean anything anymore. And that's the problem. It's not the player's fault that college football has diluted the meaning of these games.
Yeah, but Tyler, that's a chicken and egg. What comes first, the player opting out or the egg? I mean, the bowls aren't any good because star quality players who have pro potential are opting out. And the other problem is ESPN's complicit. They're complicit. They pay a boatload of money, billions of dollars for the TV rights, and they want all this content because we're all suckers. We are all suckers. We are absolute, I'll say it, we're prostitutes for programming. We watch it. I mean, Minnesota Vatek is on ESPN tonight. Who the hell cares about that game? I don't even think their fan bases care.
No.
In Charlotte, North Carolina, nobody cares about that game tonight. And I hearken you to look at the empty seats. I mean, Iowa played Missouri, and there was a lot of empty seats disguised as fans.
For me, the answer is, like, scratch 75% of these bowl games. Like, there's no need for them. Like, neither of those teams deserve to be playing in a bowl game. It's like everyone gets a bowl game nowadays, and I get it. It's all about money and ratings and
TV,
and having extra games, but, like, they don't mean anything. And until they mean something again, I don't really have a problem with guys sitting out in them. Like, if there's a kid on Minnesota who has potential to be a first round draft pick or a second round draft pick, why would he risk a career-ending injury in a game? I know you can get injured doing anything, but why risk that when it's playing in a pointless game? It's like playing in the All-Star game at the end of the season, but if it was like a full game going on. So for me, I don't have as big of an issue with that as I do with NIL right now. And what Lane Kiffin said about, could you imagine free agency going on during the NFL playoffs and NBA playoffs, is like, that is the best possible analogy that I've heard so far for how things are set up right now, because it's completely and utterly unacceptable that, Mike Griffith said it best, Kirby Smart had to focus on the game last night, but he also is having to, because you can't avoid it, because he is the CEO, he also has to be talking to players right now, players that are currently playing, players that are, getting recruited as freshmen. Like, when does that get sorted out? And the only way to sort that out is to have some sort of commissioner and some sort of standard that is set where you cannot enter the portal until the national championship game is played on January 20th.
I don't see why waiting a month to do all of this is a big deal to begin with. It's not like they start playing football again anytime soon. And in regards to players not getting paid on their contracts, there's got to be some serious punishments put together for schools who aren't delivering on their contracts. Because this would never be an issue at the NFL, in the NFL. And like for people who are trying to have this argument of, oh, yeah, but that's the pros and this is still collegiate, that's out the window now. College football is like double A or single A in the MLB. It's the minor leagues. It is professional sports now.
See, that's... I no offense. I consider it to be professional and not even triple A. I mean, I'm serious. Look at this offensive line. You know, here's the thing, Tyler, you're right about this, but a lot of these name, image, likeness deals are put together on napkins. I mean, seriously, they're not going to be binding. It's a disgrace.
Advantage of kids. You know what I mean? Like, as adults, we go, we learn these hard lessons of, a handshake deal isn't a real deal. It's got to, there's got to be pen on paper. It has to be structured this way. And mm-hmm. that's why, like, the NCAA, I know they hardly do anything productive, but they need to protect their players. Much like the NFL has the NFLPA and the NBA has their players organization as well, college football needs that now. Because you have literal kids, 18-year-olds, who are expected to handle these multi-million-dollar contract negotiations or even six-figure contract negotiations with nefarious characters, because anyone can kind of broker these deals right now, and there needs to be a standard. There has to be protection for the players. There has to be standard agreements that get signed. You know, you can't – no school should be able to bring someone in on any deal that isn't signed on an official NCAA facilitated and looked over document. And all of that needs to change because it's so unfair. Seeing the UNLV quarterback like quit the season because he didn't get paid, like that is so unfair to that kid. And how disappointed is he? They're 4-0 when he sits out because he's not getting paid the money that he's due.
Yeah, that's crazy. And then you had the kid from Iowa, Caden Proctor, committed to the Hawkeyes. Nah, you know what? I'm going to go to Alabama. Went to Alabama for a year. And it's, I'm going to transfer. I want to go back home. Goes back to Iowa. The Iowa Collective, the Hawkeye Collective, stroked him out a check for $100,000. And he said, I'm going to go back. I talked to the new coach and everything's going to be good. It's just crazy. So it is a two-way street, but more often than not, it is the, quote, student athlete who is left holding the bag. We'll come back more on this and also a lot more to get to, including a big NFL Week 18 to wrap up the regular year. We're coming back here. On Sports Weekend, presented by GEICO and by Rocket Mortgage. Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
All right, chronicling the world of sports here on Sports Weekend. It's what we do. Welcome aboard as we roll into the weekend. And Andy Dorf on Sunday will have right up to the minute updates and pregame show right here on Sports Byline and around the globe on the American Forces Network. And away we go. Let's finish up the college stuff. Tyler, would you be stunned right now if I told you I sense a all Big Ten final, Penn State, Ohio State? And which obviously would be the rematch. That's Penn State's only loss.
I don't know. I think Notre Dame is just a better team. I think they're coached better as well. And I have a hard time seeing Penn State win this game. Would I be shocked though? No, of course not. I think Ohio State should definitely beat Texas. And I think this Penn State Notre Dame game is it's a toss up. I mean, Notre Dame's a 1.5 point favorite right now. I will be at that game down here in Miami, which I'm very excited about. On January 9th, I think that's going to be the better of the two. Texas, I think, is going to have a real hard time hanging with Ohio State. Their defense is going to have to really show up. I mean, Ohio State put up 42 and 41, which is the first and second most scored points total in the college football playoff thus far. And they did it against a Tennessee team that traveled well to Ohio. And, you know, everyone, including myself, was, you know, picking that as, you know, the most likely upset of the weekend. And they go up against an Oregon team that's played good defense all year long, who's undefeated, and absolutely stomped on them. I mean, this game was over, you know, by the second quarter, it felt like. I know Oregon scored that, you know, late touchdown in the first half, and everyone thought, oh, you know, maybe. Their offense is just clicking at a completely different level right now. Jeremiah Smith is just there, and they have to double team him. There is no way around. If you put him man on man in this game, if Texas thinks that they have enough talent to do that, they are going to get absolutely rolled over.
I don't like Texas's chances. I'm with you. I hate to just sound like an echo at what you say, but you're right. And I just don't trust Texas. And I don't want to sit there and harp on the refs. I'm not going to go there. That was yesterday's show. But I'll tell you, I've had this all wrong. I really did. I mean, I thought SMU would give Penn State, and should have known better. And then, you know, then you draw Boise State. And then you just look at do you know how lucky Texas was to survive Arizona State? They got outplayed when the game mattered most, and it still wasn't enough. Yeah. And I'm not going to get into the conspiracy theory, but I think Texas is very, very vulnerable to not only losing, but this could be
it could get ugly for me.
35-20. This could be a double digit deal. It probably will be.
I totally agree. And I think what this playoff has taught us is talent in college football. In a big program, like I'll just use Penn State's path for an example, Penn State recruits significantly better athletes. If we're just going on raw talent Penn State recruits some of the best players in the country. SMU doesn't. Boise State doesn't. And like, I think that what this has taught us is this isn't college basketball. I know a lot of people, including ourselves, were using this analogy of it gives that March Madness feel. But basketball and football are very, very different sports. You know, especially when you just look at the offensive line and the defensive line, just those two factors, Penn State's offensive line and defensive line absolutely bullied SMU, and they bullied Boise State as well. I mean, Ashton Gentry was running over everyone all season long, and he just couldn't get it going. And it's not because he's not a fantastic running back, and I think he's going to have an amazing career in the NFL as well. And, you know, he should be a very high draft pick for me. But it's just – it's a different level, you know, when we're talking about these big schools. And that's why, you know, I think that Penn State – is going to have, I'm not going to say like a shell shock here, but Notre Dame just had to play a Georgia team that is significantly more talented than either of the two teams that Penn State has played. So for me, that gives them like a little bit of an edge in terms of preparedness, because this is kind of like Penn State had two scrimmages, it feels like, and then Notre Dame just played a very good Georgia team. I know they had a backup quarterback in there and everything. But, you know, just speaking against, you know, their offense had to play against Georgia's defense, who's been great all season long. And I think those reps in those moments playing against that level of talent is going to prepare them better for this game on January 9th when they face up. And I wouldn't be surprised if Penn State got off to a little bit of a slow start, and that can determine the game in these type of scenarios.
Well, I always say this, and that is the greatest college game I've ever seen. Was 2005 National Championship, Texas and Southern Cal, and Vince Young, a remarkable play and just a rollicking game. And I just hope that one of these two semifinals or the National Championship game on January 20th can be all that it could be. And I think for that to happen, I think it has to include Ohio State, because they've gotten very, very hot at the right time. All right, I want to get to the NFL. There's only one game, by the way. There's one, and it's Sunday night. I mean, come on now, Tyler. This is you couldn't script this any better.
Yeah.
Ford Field in Detroit. A year ago, you know, the Lions obviously suffered a bitter disappointment. You know, Dan Campbell went into the offseason. I think he had to kind of dial back his nutty, you know, riverboat gambling mentality, although we've seen more than a few glimpses of it this year. But I'm telling you right now, how great is Sunday night? On paper, you can't get more excited. Let me hear. Go ahead.
I'm sure there's probably been, you know, bigger games, but for me, in my 27 years of life, I don't remember ever seeing something as dramatic as this. 14-2 versus 14-2, division rivals. To win the division, you get the one seed with, you know, you're now a home win away from a conference championship game, or you are the five seed and you have to play three road games to get to the Super Bowl. That's what's on the line here. Not only that, let's then throw in that one of those teams is the Lions, a franchise that outside of the Cleveland Browns has probably been through more BS and just been dragged through the mud more than any other franchise in the league that at least I can think of. And, you know, they've completely turned it around. You look back to last season and what happened in the NFC Championship game. I mean, they had no excuse to lose that game. There was no path in my eyes that they were going to lose. I had bet in that game on the 49ers to win outright. And at halftime, I was like, oh, man, I'm losing my money. And somehow the Niners figured it out. And obviously there was a lot of questionable decisions from Dan Campbell in that game that led to that loss. And, you know, hopefully he's learned from that. But in terms of just like storyline, I don't know if there's ever been a bigger regular season game in the history of the NFL. It is the last game of the regular season. Detroit hasn't had a one seed since the 50s. The Vikings, out of nowhere, Sam Darnold, career resurrection. I could tell you one thing for sure. He's getting a payday in the offseason. O'Connell's winning coach of the year. Both these offenses are just insanely efficient, and they're playing at a different level than everybody else outside of, let's call it, you know, Buffalo, the Ravens. I'm not even throwing the Chiefs in there. Their offense has been terrible. So, you know, you have two of the best offenses in the NFL, division rivals. It's just unbelievable, man. And I truly cannot wait to watch this game. It's, you know, I'm happy that it is the night game and it's the last one. I wish I could watch this in the 1 o'clock slate, the 4 o'clock slate, and the 8 o'clock slate. I wish there was something this big, because everything else for me is kind of, you know, it's kind of a wash. It's week 18. Normally we don't really have anything much to care about. And here we are, all of America, and I mean everyone, anyone who watches football will be sitting in front of their TV, making sure they have nothing planned, nothing scheduled, to have eyes on this game as we watch the Vikings head into Detroit.
It's games like this that will pass the baton. It's the last regular season game. In terms of the time element on the calendar, it will pass off to Wild Card Weekend. I couldn't agree with you more. And this is further evidence, and I can kind of wheel back to college football. But NBC, to their credit, Sunday Night Football on NBC has made the halcyon days of ABC's Monday Night Football look like a junior varsity game. I know ESPN wanted to stay in the NFL mix, and so they do with the Monday nights. You know, they start the season, they sprinkle in a couple of doubleheaders. We're coming up to a streaming era. NBC is out front with Peacock. I know this annoys people, but they're doing the same thing with the Big Ten on Saturday night, a college football game on Saturday night leading into Saturday Night Live, still a tremendously popular pop culture entertainment show. NBC does not get enough credit. They have done a phenomenal job. And by the way, Tirico is about as good as it gets.
Yeah, I mean, he's really my favorite, man.
He is excellent.
The son, and as corny as Collinsworth is, there's something about that kind of draws us in. You know, it's like you got the side bets with your buddies. Is how many times is he going to mention Mahomes in a game where Mahomes isn't even playing? NBC kills it, man. You know, they do it with the Premier League as well. You know, I can watch as a Premier League psycho. I can watch every single game, no matter what. It's always available, whether it's Peacock, whether it's on TV. You know, they are leading the way in terms of, you know, programming and broadcasting for the future with these games. And Sunday Night Football is the best. And, you know, there's something about the two guys calling the game that you get, like, attached to. Like, it would feel weird if it's much like, you know, the pregame NBA show with Shaq and Kenny and all the guys. It's very similar to that, and that feeling of, like, it wouldn't feel the same without them. And to be able to drive that emotion to the fans and that attachment is something very special. It's very, very difficult to do in sports.
How long before we're full-fledged pay-per-view in the National Football League? At what point do you think the league, I don't know if they can opt out of some of these TV deals, but and they won't, but, I mean, Amazon, Netflix, We're headed to that platform, Tyler. I mean, we're there now, but I think it's going to be an absolute proliferation of streaming of this content.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, like, I think when it first happened, everyone was a little upset about it because it felt inconvenient. But nowadays, like, everyone already has these platforms. So I don't find it inconvenient anymore. And to be honest, it feels easier, you know, than paying for cable. Like, I personally love it. And, you know, with YouTube TV, and they have all these packages now, like, I pay YouTube TV, it's $60 a month, I get Red Zone, I can watch every single NFL game for the entire season, I never have to think twice about it, I never have to worry about blackouts and what's on in my area versus what's not. It's just, you know, it's easier, and obviously I don't think they'll ever get rid of the TV deals, because I don't think cable is ever going to go away, at least not for the next 20, 30 years, but, you know, the NFL is just, you know, they're the benchmark for how a league should be ran in terms of, you know, it's everything is available for us as fans. It's, you know, the whole season, everyone's locked in. I could not be more excited for these playoffs, mainly because for the first time in a while, it feels like there's a lot of teams that can win it. And we're not actually really sure, like, who the best team is. And that in itself is thrilling. I mean, when you look at some of these matchups that we're going to see, it feels like anybody can beat anybody. And I don't remember the last time I felt that way.
Yeah, it's a great point. I enjoy hearing you say that, because it's very true. You know, the one hiccup was that Peacock game where they threw up that playoff game, Miami visiting Kansas City, and Tua, I don't even know if he played. I think he did. No, he did play in that game, but it was a bad game. I mean, it just wasn't a good game. But, yeah, and that got people all riled up, and, you know, there were a few glitches. And then, of course, you had the fight in Dallas with, you know, the Tyson deal, and, you know, Netflix got
Netflix
a lot
has been bad. They've been bad with the streaming.
They have got
– it's been really bad. I mean, the Christmas Day games, I was, like, 4 minutes behind that. I didn't even realize it until I, like, just happened to see, you know, open up ESPN on my phone, and I saw – I'm looking at the TV, and I'm looking at the time that it says on ESPN. I'm like, what? I'm 4 minutes behind in this game? It's insane.
Yeah, no question about it. All right, you stay right there. We got a 2-minute drill coming up. Dan Ogden, great job out of you, buddy. Outstanding job here on Sports Weekend, as we still got a lot to get to as we roll through the final regular season of the NFL, playoffs right around the corner, and all, you know, marching towards New Orleans on February, I believe, the 9th. And, of course, New Orleans obviously is very much in the news in not a good way. Coming back here to wrap up Sports Weekend. 2-minute drills. Don't go away.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
All right, Sports Weekend, 2-minute drill. I'll stick my neck out here. I think the Vikings are going to get it done. I think they're going to go in Detroit and just wrestle the one seed away from the king of the jungle, and that's the Lions. But that being said, we will hear from the Lions again. I'm taking a flyer here. This is just for fun, entertainment purposes only. But Minnesota Vikings and a former Lion comes back to bite him in the rear end. Hockenson with the game-winning score. Let me hear it, Tyler. What do you got?
I just think that the Vikings' defense is so much healthier than Detroit, and their offense
is banged up, dude. Great point.
Yeah,
they're banged up.
If the Vikings can play a solid game defensively, they win this one. If they slip up and this gets into a real true shootout, I think that the Lions being at home, I think that they'll win.
I'll tell you, Ford Field gets its day in the sun with the Thanksgiving Day game every year. But I'll tell you right now, great building. That roof, I'm telling you right now,
might collapse.
I'm serious.
It's going to be loud in there.
Looking forward to it. And what a way to walk in the final regular season game and hand off to Wild Card Weekend to have Minnesota and Detroit. Let's hope the game, as it often does not, and I mean does not, live up to the hype. Maybe this one will be an outlier. Will indeed. Tyler, great job. Excellent first touch today, too, by the way.
Thanks.
Excellent, excellent. Very entertaining. You guys get after it, and you and Mr. Beef Sauce. And, so we'll listen for the rewind over the weekend as well. First touch, check it out. Friday afternoon, 5 Eastern. Boy, these guys get after it for all the football fans out there, soccer fans. All right. Well, football over there.
Yeah.
All right, good job out of the whole crew. Daniel Ogden, Happy New Year to you. Outstanding work out of you on Fridays and handing the weekend off to Bailey Peck. Outstanding job out of the whole crew. And what else I just want to tell you, in the days and weeks ahead, obviously all eyes on the college football, the NFL, the playoffs, and before you know it, folks, we will get to Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans, and then we roll into, and I mean headlong, into college basketball. So we look forward to that as well. We are presented by Rocket Mortgage and rocketmortgage.com. Great incentives right now with lower interest rates and great terms, plus some help with your closing costs. Check out all the details at rocketmortgage.com. And a big pitch for Geico is business insurance. Check it out. If you own a business, starting a business, need that insurance, get to Geico and geico.com. For Tyler Levine, Marty Terrell, Mike Griffith, and the whole crew, Daniel Logan as well, enjoy your sports weekend. Enjoy us right here on Sports Byline. Adios.